to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, very happy to welcome in our next guest, a guy you saw maybe closer than you wanted to a week ago.
I knocked us off. Broke the Trojans' hearts, but a heck of a good program, I'll tell you.
Well, they say one of the marks of a good program is winning close games.
Yeah.
And DeWitt's had a few more of them this year than they normally do, but tremendous job by the Panthers, a great job last night at Mason High School. A tremendous environment, as cold as it was. Both bands there, both teams, a lot of hard hitting. Wow. I want to bring in the coach of the DeWitt Panthers, the victorious DeWitt Panthers, district champions for the eighth time in 10 years, Rob Zimmerman. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Well, I am fine. How long did it take you to thaw out after last night's game?
It wasn't too bad. You know, they keep those buses pretty warm, so the ride home got us warmed up in a hurry.
Well, the feeling of that game had to warm you up, too, and the start that your team got off to, I thought was very important in not only establishing the tempo for the game, but putting Mason in a situation that maybe it didn't want to be in. It's normally used to being in front 14 to nothing.
Yeah, we felt that going into the game, it was going to be very, very important for us to get off to a good start offensively and hopefully, you know, put them in a bind where maybe they had to do some things they didn't want to do. And it worked out great for us. We were able to do that. And, you know, that helped, I think, dictate how the game flowed.
It seems, Tom, almost every team that goes a long way in the playoffs has a game somewhere, maybe early on, that could have gone either way.
Oh, I you saw that game last. You know, Rob, I got to comment on that because I took my son Cody and two of his teammates, Tyler Tucker, Spencer Treadwell, up to Central last night for kind of a recruiting thing, and they're still long faces. You broke their heart because you know why they're long faces? Because they knew that the winner of East Lansing DeWitt, they knew those kids know that could, you know, not to get ahead of ourselves here, but could see us in the semifinals. So that was why that game was a swing game last week. So congrats on that and congrats last night.
Thank you very much.
And you've got a home game now, right? You didn't expect that.
No, we didn't. Well, we knew, you know, after looking at the points, obviously, that if we were able to win last night and if Harper Creek won, that we'd play home. And, you know, we were certainly shooting for that. And our kids are really, really excited to be at home. It's, you know, we have a very, very good home record. And we can't wait to get going for Friday because our seniors won one last game on their home field. And they've got it. And so they're jumping at the bit.
Hey, Rob, I wasn't at the game last night, obviously, but how'd you take care of the Sailor Lavalle, that big load for Mason? Did you guys gang tackle him, or how'd you combat that?
Our defensive coordinator, John Bertalk, has been with me since I've been here and does just a great job, and they had an outstanding game plan for him. And, you know, we really did shut him down. He's a heck of a back. I mean, his numbers this year show that, and he's only a junior, so he's going to be a lot to contend with for everybody else next year. But I think we held him. I think he had 28 carries for 83 or 84 yards, which, you know, we feel is a great job for us to keep him in check.
When you can stop him, hold him to 3 yards a carry,
you've done a lot defensively. That says it all right there.
And one of the strangest sequences I have seen in more than 40 years of watching high school football. I couldn't believe what, Tom, you're going to believe this. Mason has 4th and 12 on its 37. There's a pass interference call.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's an unsportsmanlike penalty. Then there's another unsportsmanlike. Next thing you know, the ball's on the 6-yard line. Now there's another 4th down. Okay. And another pass interference. And then here come the flags again. And somebody was doing laundry out there, Rob.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those situations. It's probably best I just don't even really talk about it.
I was wondering how Rob going to respond to that question.
He was very diplomatic last night, too. He stopped just short of saying what he wanted to say.
Well, because he's got to talk, just got to get all the information before you make a comment.
Right.
Well, we'll just learn from that and move on, but it certainly was a unique situation, no question about it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Higbees. Because, you know, you got another set of twins coming up. How often do you get two sets of twins in the same family? And I don't recall a senior quarterback who hadn't really played quarterback at the varsity level before coming out and doing what Caleb Higbee has done this year.
He truly has been unbelievable, and you know, to be a receiver as a junior and come out and play as well as he has is just amazing. There's very few kids that are capable of doing that. But Caleb paid his dues in the off season. You know, he worked night and day to get himself stronger and quicker, faster, and to learn our offense. And you know, during the summer with the 7-on-7s, he got a ton of experience, and we really felt like just watching him throw during the summer that he was going to be a special kid because we knew he could run, but he just progressed so much from a passing standpoint that we felt awfully good going into the season as far as our capabilities of scoring some points with him being in charge.
DeWitt coach Rob Zimmerman, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And Rob, I want to, not to get too far, you know, you don't want to save this victory, but you got Battle Creek, Harper Creek. They win, so you get another home game, and I know the incredible environment. In fact, I see your article and your name and your quote in Kimberly's article here about how great it is to play back at home. What does that mean? What the whole dynamics and the mechanics of playing at home versus having to go on the road, getting the kids out early, getting all that stuff. How much of an advantage is that for you?
Well, when you get this far in the playoffs, it's a huge advantage. You know, when you're playing in the districts, generally you have local schools, and so the bus rides aren't that long, and they're somewhat familiar teams, so it's not as big of an issue, you know, with us having played at East Lansing and Mason. But if Adrian would have won, you know, we're hopping on the bus for a two-hour bus ride playing somewhere we've never played in not a great facility, and so I know Harper Creek is a very, very good team, but we just feel like it's a huge advantage for us to play at home for a regional championship game.
You touched on this, Rob, talking about John Vertalka and Dave Wolf. I've known Dave an awful long time, going back to his Michigan State days. But one of my passions is rewarding assistant coaches. And at the high school level, you've got a great staff. Can you take 30 seconds and talk about some of the guys who helped make it happen?
I don't know if I can talk about them all for 30 seconds because we have a lot, but, you know, that's a huge key to the success of our program is our assistant coaches. I have several longtime guys that have been with me, and I'll talk about those guys first. John Vertalka, our defensive coordinator, Bob Aker, offensive line coach, Dave Wolf also helps coach the offensive line, Tim Williams, defensive back coach. Then we have a young guy, Kyle Haskell, that's been with us for 5 years, that was the offensive player of the year at Charlotte senior year, who does just a great job. And I have a bunch of my former players that also coach for us as well. Ty and Cole Thalen, Joe Vertalka, Kendall Crockett's a former DeWitt grad on the varsity. Julian Horn coaches on the freshman. Jimmy Williams coaches on the freshman. And then I've got a couple other guys that coach at our lower levels that help get these guys ready. Jim Alger is a great high school football coach, and he's our head JV coach. And then Bill Grice has also been with me for the duration. He's the defensive coordinator on the JVs. And I have one more former player that's our head freshman coach, A.J. Meisenberg, that also does a great job in prepping those kids for getting them up to the varsity. So I truly am blessed with the staff that I have.
I want to make one more point before we let you go, Rob. And your team is balanced. I thought that last year's team had a great chance to get to Ford Field. But this year's team, I think, as so often happens, a year later, there's some unfinished business. And it was a very difficult night to kick the football. We saw that Jacob Derby is a good kicker for Mason, and he was having trouble on some kickoffs. They couldn't get him off the ground, and a field goal attempt at the end of the first half went nowhere. And to watch Jacob Higby kick that ball with so much height and so much authority on the last kick. Tom, I mean, we were messaging back and forth.
Right.
And Mason had cut it to 21-14. Here comes DeWitt back down the field. We're used to Mason going 80 yards in four plays, as Portland would be the first to tell you. And suddenly they're lined up for this field goal. And the people in the press box are saying, you know, a tough night to kick. He's going to kick the field goal. He's got a lot of confidence in his kicker. And the thing went over the goalposts at about 25 feet, and it might still be going. So that was a heck of a kick by Jacob, and just shows what those guys have meant to this program and all the other unsung heroes as well. And we'll get another look at them next week and maybe a couple weeks beyond that, Rob.
Yeah, we're excited. I very much appreciate the comments, and those Higby kids certainly have been very important, but our kids as a whole played their hearts out last night. Certainly some kids, you know, that's a great program. Jerry does a super job, and it was a very, very good high school football game. But we're very, very happy to be playing again, especially at home.
Rob Zimmerman, head football coach of the DeWitt Panthers, the 8th district championship in the last decade. We'll be right back with more Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.